Last thing I want to ask you about, sort of bringing back your experience with cancer personally, and kind of relates to Dr. Sobrera's discussion yesterday, because he actually came by our poster the day before, and he was asking about, you know, how he did it and what we saw, and, you know, this strange thing of, to me, strange that, you know, a third of people said they'd go through chemo again for 1% mm-hmm. reduction in relapse rate. And, you know, it's interesting, and I really find it informative to talk to healthcare people in the healthcare field who've had cancer, because it's hard for us on the outside to understand. You ask me, would I go through 6 months of chemotherapy to go from 50 to 49% relapse rate? It kind of just doesn't sound like something I'd want to do. And yet patients tell me, and doctors who become patients tell me, you just don't understand. Is this like an irrational fear that makes people do things that really don't add up risk-benefit-wise? What's your perspective on this, particularly having gone through the experience of getting chemotherapy?
I would be one of those people who'd say I'd do it for 1%.
Really?
And the reason is, the way I feel, and that's just a personal opinion and my feelings on it, is that I'm willing to undergo temporary discomfort for long-term benefit, particularly as a father, and I think if there is any possible thing I can do to be there to help my kids, I don't care if it's 0.1%, because I'll do it. That's the reason, is it's not for me. It's for my family and my loved ones. And so that's what it's all about. And I think that's maybe, if I was a individual single person, didn't have any connections, I would feel very differently about it. I've only been a father for 5 years. I feel different now than I did before I had children. I think that's the big difference.
Yeah, I've been a father for a lot more than 5 years, and that's exactly what I thought. When I think about that thing and I go, you know, chemotherapy, all this stuff, no, I don't think so. But then, yeah, like you say, how do you live with the possibility from the point of view of your kids,
yep,
that you didn't do everything that you could?
You didn't do everything you could. So I will absorb temporary discomfort for what is a possible benefit to others.